Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Let's keep our fingers crossed that today will continue for those of you who've been up and listening and around the horn. How about that for a play on words, Jennifer? Around the horn.
Wow. There's a TV show called Around the Horn.
Is there?
Who is it? It's a sports show. Yeah.
Is it? Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Jen sits in the middle and everyone just worships around her.
They just talk. Yes.
It's a great show. It's my favorite.
Victoria Keown is here with a smile and a giggle.
We present her with glittery gifts. That's what I want. It's my treat.
Glitter. Lots of glitter. Jay Kirschner, on the other hand, she's not interested at all in glitter. Right? You just want a good mirror.
Sparkly the better. Hello.
Oh, really? Oh, my heavens.
Life's motto.
The gang is all here. I'm Doug Steffen. I've realized that women possess all the qualities required for success, so that's why I've surrounded myself with three of them here on the DJV program to talk about the issues of the day, the events of the day, and so what do we have here? We have a bit of a war, a bit of a conquest, and so now the Russians apparently are going to bomb the hell out of Odessa, which is a large city near the Crimea, as I remember. It's a Black Sea port. I thought they already kind of had control of it, because when they went in there the last time, they wanted it for all the oligarchs to go down and bring their girlfriends to the beach, right? Wasn't that really the whole idea of it? At least that's what it seems to be. So anyway, now the continuation of weakless, feckless responses. The Russians continue to blow things up and to kill people. The United Nations sits there with a thumb up their butt. The United States isn't doing much better, and neither is NATO, Europe. What the hell are they waiting for? The Ukrainians have really shown themselves to be something special, as has their leadership. And one wonders whether they follow the leader because he is inspiring. Is that what really motivates? Are the people self-motivated, or are they motivated because of the leadership? Or maybe it's a combination of both. Ladies, what do you think?
Well, I think it's both, right? I mean, everything you see online, the Ukrainian spirit of the people, it's just, it's unbreakable. It's incredible.
They've been fighting a while because Russia has been messing with the country for 8 years. There's that. I also think that Zelensky staying and fighting with them is a huge piece of it. I think he would be far less effective if he had evacuated a few weeks ago. I don't know that people would listen to him or if that spirit would remain, but I think because he's still there and not being shy about where he is. Yesterday he released a video sitting in his office. It's like, you're hearing reports about Vladimir Putin like holing up in a bunker someplace. He's sitting in his office doing work. And so I think
he's on Zoom calls with every world leader like all day long.
I mean, maybe it's stupid, but it's brave. And I think that resonates with people.
Sure does. And what also, when you get right down to what they feel about Putin, the hatred, and that's one of those words that I just don't like to use, but here it's so applicable and so appropriate, the overriding emotion that you keep seeing and hearing about and reading about that has gripped the Ukrainians, they have a deep seething bitterness, as they ought to, for Putin. The world should have a deep seething hatred and bitterness for Putin. And
I think
do
it
something
does.
About it.
Unless you're in Belarus or, China. But, it's my cousin in Dublin was sending me pictures yesterday of all the protests against the war. And graffiti, F Putin. I mean, it's everywhere. People just are angry.
In English?
And it's,
how do you say F in Ukrainian? I wonder.
I don't know. Well, this is in Dublin, so they speak English.
Okay. They do speak
English. There's a big Ukrainian community there, but who've all left. All the men left in convoys to go to fight. I think they had to go in through Poland. The whole world.
Poland,
where does Putin go from here if he survives?
He doesn't. He's done. Okay, so in Poland, did we send over some old fighter jets? Is that They're kind of dusting
off. That's what they're doing, right?
The mothballs of the old jet fighters that are down in Tucson sitting at the Air Force Base.
They have to service them, and they need a tune-up and stuff, and then they have to get painted, and then they're going to... Do they go on an aircraft carrier, or do they have a plane that's big enough to carry other planes?
No, they just fly them over there. They get a bunch of mercenaries to fly them. They stop in Reykjavik and fuel up, and psh, bingo. They fly them. I mean, they can put them on an aircraft carrier, but that's a,
I just assumed
that's
to
a
make
pretty
it
good target. So,
more efficient without the fuel stuff. But
good old Victoria. There she is talking about the environment. Good for you.
Sure.
That's fine. Figure that out.
Sure they do it.
All right. So now let's see. Speaking of the people coming from Ireland, there are 20,000-plus foreigners now who have signed up to fight along with the Ukrainians against the Ruskies. The foreign minister of Ukraine, his name, I love these Russian names, don't you? Dmytro Kaluba, would you say that's how to pronounce his name?
Sure.
Maybe it's as close as anything else.
Right.
He says,
yeah.
There are volunteers from 52 countries. That's pretty amazing. That's cool.
Well, that speaks to what you were just saying. Does the whole world, like, is everyone on to Putin? Does everyone, hate Putin at this point? I think it's pretty clear, yes.
Yes, right. So, what sort of danger does this pose for the Chinese, who seem to be the only ones that are kind of lukewarm
about
this?
They've been really quiet.
Yeah, more than, but they're...
They don't even call it a war. They don't call it an invasion. Yeah. They've called it a situation. They said it's a complex situation
like
in Ukraine.
Politicians in America.
Yeah, but they're still backing him up. Whatever they call it, they're backing up Putin and all of this.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're just sitting back waiting to see what's going to happen. They've just been very quiet. Just like Doug. Quiet.
I was just thinking that.
To give a little behind the scenes, Doug lost power last night. We on the East Coast here, we had 60 to 80 mile per hour winds last night. It felt like being in a Category 1 hurricane. And so Doug lost his power last night. He's on a generator. So as soon as his power clicks back on, it kicks the generator off.
I thought it was, we're all from different places. What people don't realize about this show is that we're all in different parts of the country, all glued together with bubble gum. And when it clicks, you always immediately think it's you that's having the problem. So you kind of like look around going, wait, was that me that did it?
Yeah. I mean, the wind was howling. Like it just sounded like a coyote was outside of our window all night. It was just wild wind. So I'm in New Jersey and Doug's up in Massachusetts, so he had that same wind last night.
Goodness, that's what was going on in the south yesterday morning. It was just so beyond windy and just this wall of water.
Ugh.
It's been 70 degrees in California, so...
The L.A. girl is always like,
It was windy yesterday, but it was pretty nice. At least we didn't have the cold and the wet, that's for sure. All right, we'll try to read.
Such a bummer to wake up in paradise every day.
I know, darn it. Just don't look at the gas prices or the crime. But other than that, the weather's beautiful. All right, well, we're going to try to take a second to reconnect to Doug and reboot a bit. It's 15 minutes past the hour on the DJV show.
Tackle a home project. With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Calitin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. Your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com. All right, sorry, I have a little that mouse eating away at the cord here. Actually, that's not the case. We had really wild winds here last night on the farm, and the wires on the street. This is the stupidity of these public utility companies that are, they continue to fight putting the stuff under the ground.
Wait a second. You always yell at me because you say, oh, you're so when my power goes out, you're like, it's because you live in a slum.
It's true.
All the power lines are above ground. What's that all about?
Right.
Yours are above ground, too? Come on.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this is old here.
Yeah.
So I'm liable to go up back and forth. The wires during the night were on the street.
The
and you can see
standards.
The sparks coming out
I know.
Of them.
Yeah.
What?
Jeez.
Double standards?
You act like standards at all. If not.
You act like sewer rats live in Jen's neighborhood just chewing on electrical wires. Like she
have you seen? Wait,
kind
hold on a
crazy.
Second. You've seen my house. Jennifer's seen my house. Does it look like I have rats? I do have some rats at the farm.
I've never seen the house that you're in, actually.
Oh, yeah,
I saw the other one. No.
Right.
Nice try.
Anyway.
So there could be rats all over the place.
It could be. Eating away, yes. You could be right about that. American Express has suspended their operations in Russia and Belarus. Belarus is in trouble here. Is that guy smart enough to know that he's chosen the wrong horse?
I don't think he has a choice in the race, in that horse race. Yeah, I think
his horse was chosen for him.
Yeah, it's Putin, and that's it. So,
he's now recruiting fighters from Syria, so that'll be
well. Yeah.
Who is?
Like, Syria doesn't have enough problems.
Putin.
Oh, he is? I didn't know that. That's a new one on me.
I don't know how successful he'll be, but he's trying.
So there's another dimension to this war in Ukraine, and that's trying to help the people who are homeless. There are children who are orphans. There are families that are fleeing Ukraine. They're trying to. I thought it was interesting over the weekend. I read in the local Santa Monica newspaper how the charities there were helping to fund and bring people back to. There are a lot of Russians that live in Los Angeles area, and a lot of them have family. Matter of fact, I think I told you the story about the fellow who's going to fix my eyes, who is a native Ukrainian, who went back over there to fight, and his staff and the people that are there and what the mission is and what you feel when you walk into the office. It just is it's very interesting to get that close to it. So we have had, I think we listed last week when this first started, didn't we, Jay, do you remember some of the, I'm trying to put my finger on, some of the charities that we listed them on our website, so you can go back to either
Facebook at DJV shows the handle.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So that's the way to help. Imagine though, this always happens in war, when children lose their fathers or their mothers, and maybe both. Sometimes there were 900 different families that were homeless as the week ended last week. I don't know what the stats are right now, but I mean 900. Families didn't know where they were going to go. There are a lot of people who just gone over the border, but there are people who just, they didn't have the ability to put their things together and go. It's a homeless community. You know, every country has a problem with homeless people. And Ukraine is not, it's not exactly, other than down by Crimea, that would be the most desirable spot because it's warm. But I'm sure if anybody sees a homeless person down there, I shouldn't say I'm sure, but it would seem that the likely way to get rid of them down there is to just shoot them, and that would be the end of that, because who wants to put up with that sort of stuff in a circumstance like that involves oligarchs? At any rate, so something else to think about with regard to this. There are a lot of different angles to this, and we continue to talk about it because it's appropriate here on the DJB show, where it's 21 after the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Matt Carrasco from the Farmer's Footprint.
Everyone's starting to talk about regenerative ag. They're starting to talk about nutrient density. They're starting to talk about restoring the carbon cycle. I think this is something that consumers are ultimately going to expect and require. And I think that's going to be advantageous for the farmer who's going to ultimately shift their practices and methods to meet what the consumer demands.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we are to have a good time. That's what it's all about here, isn't it? One way or another, we have to make light or make good out of some of the serious stuff that's going on, and I hope that we're able to do that as well as possible. All right, so we got some winners and losers here to talk about, with the ACM winners on the top of the list. Jay's going to have that for your consideration right after this.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
What is going on is always the question. Okay, so the AMC show was on last night. Nobody watched it. Does anybody care? The Academy of Country Music?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right. That's the Academy of Country Music.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, Life from Vegas. It was on Amazon Prime Video was who was streaming it. And they were also touting how Prime Video watchers don't have to watch commercials. But we did still because they were showing commercials for their own shows.
Yeah, that's that whole
commercial business, is no commercial, commercial, just saying false advertisement. Right. But yeah, the big winner of the night was Miranda Lambert with Entertainer of the Year.
Is that appropriate? Was that good? Does she deserve it?
Heck yes. Miranda is amazing.
Definitely deserves it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
She's won that before, right?
Oh, you know what? I want to say yes,
know.
But I'm not sure if she has or not. There's always been kind of a situation between the ACMs and then the CMAs, same letters, different order, over Entertainer.
And Carrie Underwood
kind
of gets screwed every year from each award system, right? Like, they had her hosting with Brad Paisley for how many years? Like, 12 years,
oh,
and she never won.
Oh, for so many years.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then the 1 year, it was a tie. It was Carrie Underwood and Thomas Rhett, I believe.
Right. Mm-hmm.
All right,
that
so
was
who else won?
Other ordeal.
Other categories, who else wins?
Carly Pearce took home Female Artist of the Year, while Chris Stapleton took home Male Artist of the Year. Brothers Osborne had Duo of the Year. Old Dominion.
What happened to Dua Lipa? How come she didn't win the Duo of the Year?
Oh, boy.
Jesus. Keep going, Jay.
Let's see. Album of the Year, Morgan Wallen's Dangerous, the double album, took that
Morgan
one.
Morgan Wallen's? I thought he was a bad guy.
Well, yeah, he's certain, but that's interesting that he won Album of the Year after a very controversial year.
Mm-hmm. He had kind of a rough 2020 and end of 2019, I think. He was getting into all kinds of trouble. So, that's pretty much everything going on with the ACM winners, and it was a fun show still. It's just kind of like a really great concert.
Is it true the Video of the Year was about being drunk?
Drunk and I Don't Want to Go Home, Elle King and Miranda Lambert.
What? So what is that? Is that about what it seems to be about?
Exactly.
I'm drunk.
Drunk and I don't want to go home.
So how do you convince people that that song is worthwhile if you're not drunk singing it? Do they sound like they're drunk when they're singing it?
Right. I don't know how to answer that.
I'm mad.
I know. It's just a weird question.
Why?
In other news, Gigi Hadid is pledging to donate Fashion Week earnings to Ukraine.
As a positive note, 28 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Volkswagen of America has announced estimated fuel economy figures for the 2022 ID.4 electric SUV, the ID.4 Pro. It has an EPA estimated 280 miles of range. The ID.4 Pro rear wheel drive received estimated range of 268 miles, while the all-wheel drive Pro was rated at an estimated 251 miles of range. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting two times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine Pancreatic Insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com to...
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Roughly 1.8 million refugees fleeing Ukraine as Russian forces continue their violent and destructive invasion into their neighbor. Ukrainian President Zelensky describes some of the Russian horror.
No military sense, just terror. They also took hostages in Irpin, Buchi, Hostomel, many other towns and settlements, villages where the invaders managed to occupy temporarily.
President Zelensky on the BBC has called for his country to be provided with military aircraft support and a global boycott of Russian oil to help his country's efforts. Congress gave final approval Monday to legislation making lynching a federal hate crime in the United States. The Emmett Till Anti-Lynching Act is among some 200 bills that have been introduced over the past century that have tried to ban lynching in America. The bill was sent to President Biden and is expected to be signed into law. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The Solar Orbiter spacecraft that will study the sun is a joint mission of the European Space Agency and NASA. It is officially halfway between our planet and the sun, 93 million miles away. The spacecraft is currently 46.6 miles from our star. The orbiter is using gravitational pulls from Earth and Venus to slingshot itself inward. A prominent U.S. award has been given to Ukraine President Zelensky.
Ukraine President Vladimir Zelensky will receive the Ronald Reagan Freedom Award for his courageous fight against tyranny and for his indomitable stance for freedom and democracy. The Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation and Institute made that announcement this morning. Zelensky has remained in Ukraine to support and rally his countrymen against President Vladimir Putin and Russian troops' unprovoked invasion. Zelensky will be the 11th recipient of the Reagan Foundation's highest honor. Former President Reagan gave the first Freedom Award to former Soviet Union President Mikhail Gorbachev at the Reagan Library in 1992. The award is given to leaders who, like Ronald Reagan, have contributed greatly to the cause of freedom worldwide. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
Des Moines, Iowa police are reporting a teenager has died and two others have been hospitalized in critical condition after shots were fired outside a high school in Iowa on Monday afternoon. Suspects in the shooting at East High School have been arrested, though charges have not been filed at this time. Police suspect the shots were fired from a drive-by. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Everybody's going to eventually get Omicron in some way. Either you're going to know it or not. But before Omicron goes away, just about every person, and the former head of the FDA said this before testimony in front of Congress in the last several days, everybody in the country is going to get Omicron, whether they know it or not.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
34 after the hour now here on the DJV program. Welcome to our Tuesday get-together as the sun begins to shine here and there. This is spring ahead, right? Isn't this weekend the end of daylight savings? A ridiculous...
Yep.
Yeah, I think it is this week.
Most deadly day of the year on Monday.
That's right. That's right. This is when we lose an hour.
Yeah.
It's brutal.
I can't imagine how it is that you are... Victoria always goes down this road. It's brutal. It's like the end of the world. It's 1 hour of sleep. And Sunday,
but it's not just one night. No, I know, but it's not just that.
It screws up your whole rhythm, though.
And statistically, the 5 days after that are the most deadly days that we have. People have heart attacks at an alarming rate. Strokes. Car accidents. I mean, it's really just, it's, how, I mean, every year, I feel like every year around this time, we bust out, you know, last year there was a report from like 800 doctors who had formed a coalition to end it because of the health implications from daylight savings. It's just,
we voted
ridiculous.
On it in California to end it, but yet here we are because all we actually voted on was giving the legislature the authority to end it if they feel like ending it.
You basically agreed to have more meetings on meetings.
Yes. Yeah. You feel like you got a win finally in California. Nothing I ever vote on wins, and you feel like, yes, we finally got a win. You realize, no, there was no win at all.
Mondo Bizarro, a lot of strange things. There's a grain of truth to the old adage as far as farmers were concerned. It was needed, like this summer schedule for schools being out. That was for farmers. They don't have farmers or families anymore. For the most part, doing that sort of thing. So there's an opportunity here, knocking, to change the situation. One wonders, who is the constituency that wants to keep daylight savings time going? It'd be different, or are they just
Who benefits from it?
Oh, yeah, exactly. No, nobody likes it. It's ridiculous.
Does it just seem like it's insurmountable, like it's one of those things that's just too big to change?
I don't know, but and not just to speak selfishly, but just for a second, like what's happening right now with the schedule of the sun is really beneficial to my life. So it starts to get a little bit light in the morning, so I don't have to walk into my second job of the day in the dark, which is really nice. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's still dark when I leave the house, but at least the sun is kind of coming up a little bit. It's starting to lighten up. And then the sun goes down at a sensible time, like around 6 o'clock. It's perfect. Instead of, you know, it's like now when we move forward, it's going to be dark again, pitch black in the morning.
Boo. So speaking of boos, there are a lot of Ukraine war protests that are going on. There are so many Ukrainians, as has been pointed out, living in various parts of our country. I'm not even sure they're organizing the demonstrations. They're probably putting it together as they can. But this is the beginning, I think, of a lot of changes. Activism is good. This is something.
Thousands of people were protesting in Times Square in New York.
Oh, yeah.
My sister-in-law is part Ukrainian. She was there and was filming a lot of it, and it was an amazing turnout, like just incredible.
Yeah.
Did you see the demonstrators at the Russian embassy in Washington, D.C.?
No.
Oh, didn't they have, put a new sign on it, right?
They put up the Zelensky Way right in front of the Russian embassy.
Yeah. Good. So there are a number of demands. The most concrete set of those demands has been now issued. The Russians say, if you want to end the war, you got to do this, 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 and this. I think they've had, three rounds of talks between both sides that are a joke. Russia says that they've gone, and this is what China's reporting to its people as well. The separatists were a danger to the Russian society.
Right.
And
they were backed by Russia. The separatists were backed and supported by Putin. It's just such a farce, the whole thing.
It is, but you see, that's what the simplicity, traveling around the world, you get the idea that we, even though we're way too tied to our devices, the sophisticated learning and educational system that goes on here in much of Europe, that's not a part of the way it is in Russia or any of the communist countries. When communism became a thing, education went out the window. Unless you believe in the state and the state is all powerful, that's what was taught. And there's a simplicity to that. You just follow us, we'll tell you what to do, and we'll give you a place to sleep and something to eat. That's pretty much it. So that's what they have, and they feel they don't know any better. You don't know anything different, then that's what that's kind of what you like, because you know you have a roof over your head and you're going to have 3 squares a day. Meanwhile, the banning of Russian oil imports, 3% of the annual U.S. crude oil imports have come from Russia. Europeans have much more dependency. So then what does this ban, if in fact there are a lot of politicians on both sides of the aisle that are urging, they want to get a bill passed and they want Biden to sign it, that would ban the United States, our use of Russian oil. So what does that mean? They have, the crude oil gets put on tankers and it gets brought to refineries. And so if you look at the cost of gasoline right now, I paid $4.16. I took $100. I had to take my truck out to the western part of the state to pick up something, and I drove out last night and came back, and the truck gets about maybe, I don't know, 8-10 miles to a gallon, and I put $100 worth in going out and $125 in coming back. So the, and that's way, I mean, it's just, it's so, it's hurtful for a lot. I'm just thinking about some of these independent truckers. I'm thinking about all kinds of
well,
scenarios.
That's exactly the reason why Biden and the rest of the EU doesn't want to go forward with the ban on Russian oil, because it's going,
so,
it's going to make the prices go up.
If you start drilling here, you're going to make the markets happier. And so I don't, you know, I understand it. Actually, I don't. I think that Biden's just lying to people when he says that. He doesn't want to have to deal with the real problem
like
of, or the
lying.
Real.
You're really lying.
Well,
you think,
every but kind of, every I mean, you don't think politicians lie to you, Doug?
Yeah, I think they do, but I don't like the word.
But it's okay, yeah. Well, but also, then I mean, but that's what it's not just. It, I would say, yeah, there's something up if it was just Biden saying that. But that's what all of I mean, every European country has had this is taking the same stance. And Russia is now threatening to turn off all the gas to Germany if there's a Russian oil ban. And that's really screws Germany and the Netherlands.
Also screws the Russians.
The problem is that what's going to happen, and this just shows more weakness to the world and to China, is that instead of taking care of ourselves and drilling here, they're dopey McDopersons are running around the world going to Saudi Arabia and Iran asking and begging
yeah,
for more
Iran.
Oil.
Now they're it's slowing like, down on the Iranian, the nuclear
got away from
negotiations
them.
Are gone, though, because they want to get oil from Iran.
It's just, it's very frustrating because it looks very, very, very weak. There is a way for the United States to drill. There is a way for us to get more oil and gas from Canada and from Mexico for the entire world. And yet we're still going to these people
lots
that
of oil around
have blood
in Alaska.
Money involved with their oil business. It's just
lots of we had oil shale that created millions of gallons of oil. Where is all that now? At the moment.
They won't release any new leases on public land.
I mean, at some point in time.
Alaska.
But I saw one of the guys from the, I forget his name now, from Biden's Interior Department, and he said that there are 8 available leases and there's no limits on them. And so he said that this whole narrative of like, oh, you know, you can't pump more oil in the United States, he said it's just not true.
But that was the half truth.
Because they can pump as much as they want.
The executive order that Biden signed actually bans them from doing all of that. That was what Jen Psaki said yesterday, and a bunch of outlets came out and said, no, actually, because the executive order that Biden signed in office prevents anybody from doing anything up in Alaska if it's public land. So
if it's new, existing leases haven't been canceled. It's the new stuff.
It is frustrating. All right. So in the meanwhile, the Russian society apparently is getting a whiff of what's going on, and they've become very divided.
They have to at this point. I mean, I know that, like, you know, they don't have Netflix and Facebook is gone, but they still, a lot of Russians still have, you know, have a VPN where they can privately on a server, you know, get news and have internet access.
Yeah.
So they're not totally in the dark. It's not North Korea yet. Russia's Putin's trying to make it that way. He's trying to get everybody to be in the dark. They're changing. I saw something yesterday. They're already changing textbooks, reprinting history. I mean, it's just
changing
nuts.
The curriculum.
Yeah, it's nuts. It's all for his legacy.
Meanwhile, in terms of the Chinese and what's going on there, the Chinese are rattling their sabers about Taiwan. I think we all know in recent months. There has been a lot of focus on the Chinese, the Communist Party, they call it the CCP, posing a challenge. And now I remember back when Nixon sort of opened the door to China. I remember that all started in the early 70s when he went to Beijing. The president of China now wants us to stop pushing back against the expansion of China into Taiwan. And you wonder what the timing is, but, you know, where are we talk about the allies and their approach to Russia. Where are the allies and our approach to Taiwan?
Well,
you know,
we said a year ago, or maybe even more than that, that we stand with Taiwan and would defend it. So that's another thing that we're going to have to get involved in if China makes a move on Taiwan. If we're going to keep our promise, then that's what that we were in support of Taiwan. So that's been pretty public.
You know, there's one other thing.
Didn't we move troops? Didn't we move more troops to Taiwan?
We moved troops around. Yeah. I don't have a lot of heart, though. I mean, we gave our word to Ukraine, too. It's just, I don't know.
Well, but that was 40 years ago, and this is last year, so.
I think to the people, they probably still wonder what happened to us.
Well, what's happening to us as far as the Chinese are concerned? Here's the latest example of what the Chinese, this seems simple, but it's a good example. There is, if you look at, how many people drink apple juice here? I did this with
I don't.
I like apple juice. So I was looking at the contents of the apple juice that Megan had brought in that Miles and I were having for dinner on Saturday night. And some of the conventional, Megan buys stuff that isn't sugar-laden for Miles for obvious reasons. So you look around and see what's going on. I like apple juice, too. And so when I was in the Whole Foods store the other day looking at various things, I like juices, looking at the wait till you see. Look at some of the brands of apple juice. They are imported from China. And there have been a number of people who have now intervened to warn that the Chinese imports of apple juice contain arsenic, among other things. So, I mean, we've seen toothpaste that had arsenic in it, right?
Oh, and, yeah. That was killing people, yeah. That was horrible.
So then look around at the food supplies, the food chain. The Chinese government has been hoarding. They've been buying massive amounts of food all over the world. They've been buying all of our grain. This is how stupid we are. We sell grain to China, and then we go buy it from Brazil. It boggles the mind how this is stupidity defined. It's 47 after the hour.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Oh, that new doctor is drop-dead gorgeous.
Please, he's just another RV League-educated surgeon with good hair.
No, he's different.
Nurses, we got a Class C motorhome with a detached driver's side mirror. Meet me in the OR.
Stat.
Right away, doctor.
No, she's on break. I'll handle this one.
Oh, you conniving little...
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tuesday, well, every day, Monday through Friday at 7 or 8 or whatever, 53, it is 53 past the hour, it depends on where you are as to what hour it is. See how good I am at reading the clock? That's one of my most important technical, reading these new clocks, Victoria.
Mm-hmm. These newfangled digital clocks?
Yeah. All right, let's get to Tech Talk. LeBron James is doing what? To whom? Yeah. About why? And that stuff.
LeBron James is getting into the culinary space, the digital culinary space, by investing in a new live streaming platform for culinary fans. It's called Kitch, K-I-T-T-C-H. It's a place for foodies to interact and learn from some of the most famous chefs in the world. LeBron's entrance into the food world is apparently no surprise to his fans because he's... I think he already owns a pizza chain or part of a pizza chain franchise.
Yep.
And he's also very vocal about, like, he's very obsessed with nutrition for his career. So he's got a very strict diet and he's got all kinds of different routines that he's, you know, he often talks about with his fans. And so getting into the culinary digital space is probably something he was excited about. This was co-founded by Classic Sports Network and ESPN Classic. And Kitch is sort of being described as the TikTok or the Zoom of the culinary world. It's been in beta for about 3 or 4 months. It officially launches to the public today, which also happens to be International Women's Day. And what they're doing, the connection with that, is for everyone who signs on as soon as they launch, they're actually they're going to be donating money to a whole slew of different women's charities. And the bulk of the content, they've got some celebrity chefs. Marcus Samuelson is a huge name. Amanda Freitag, Amanda Schulman. They've got a lot more professional chefs who will be signing on. And it's going to kind of be like having the Food Network, you know, on demand in your pocket. And it's 24/7 live streams. Chefs will prepare meals from their homes or their restaurants. And they'll be free to access. So if you are a user and you sign up and you want, you also will have the option to pay for private classes, which is pretty cool. It's also co-founded by Elena Karp, who's the head chef at Plated, which is a home delivery system, and Doug DeLuca, who's the co-executive producer of Jimmy Kimmel Live. So a lot of money backing it, as well as Chris Bianco of Pizzeria Bianco and the James Beard-winning chef Chris Shepherd. So lots of big names, lots of money behind it. I checked it out yesterday. It's really, really cool. So okay. I'm excited for it. Yeah, I love to cook. So to have this, you know, you can cook along with what the chefs are doing, have it all ready in your kitchen, everything. It's really fun.
Cook along with her.
Yep.
That's it. Okay, next item for interesting, well, I don't know, this depends on whether you like Disney or Disney Plus or not. But if you are involved with Disney Plus, not me, but a lot of you probably are, Victoria's got some interesting info for you right after this.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can strike anyone at any time. Still, you may be at increased risk if you're 65 or older, or 19 or older with certain chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, chronic lung disease, or chronic heart disease. The American Lung Association is partnering with Pfizer to raise awareness. Talk to a doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal pneumonia vaccination and visit lung.org/pneumococcal to learn about the risk. With Omicron now the dominant coronavirus variant, there's confusion about what steps individuals should take, along with questions about masks, testing, and isolation. That's why the American Medical Association reminds everyone that getting vaccinated remains important. The group also says that testing is critical and urges people to wear a medical-grade mask. For more information, including a guide on which test is right for you, visit ama-assn.org.
Hi, so Victoria, what's Disney Plus creating now?
Well, Disney Plus is doing something that is kind of surprising. They're adding a cheaper tier to their streaming service, and this is going to be ad-supported, which is a nice way of saying you got to sit through commercials, but we're all used to that. So if you want to have the cheaper price for Disney Plus, then you'll have to sit through some ads. Disney shared that the new ads tier will join the subscription option sometime later this year. They don't have an exact launch date yet. But the thing that's really, I mean, this is good business for Disney Plus because they're raking in the subscribers, and it's mostly because of the content they have. They have all of the Star Wars properties. They have The Mandalorian. They have Boba Fett. They have now upcoming Obi-Wan Kenobi, the standalone series starring Ewan McGregor. That's going to come back out, I think, in April. So Disney Plus they also have the reboot of, The Mighty Ducks, which has turned out to be really popular. So they've got a lot of really good properties. And so a lot of people are kind of catching on now to Disney Plus. In January, they had 130 million subscribers. After adding this new cheaper tier, they want to reach a goal of 230 to 260 million long-term subscribers by 2024. I think they will be well on their way to that. Now, Netflix still reigns supreme.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.